Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
With all the revelations about USAID and all this slush money that's been going to fund propaganda, you know, the New York Times now, we know, received $48 million from the U.S. government. Not all of that was USAID. Some of it was from HHS, you know, and Reuters received millions from the Department of Defense to run psychological operations against the American people. Politico received millions of dollars. The Associated Press received millions of dollars. And there are many other examples of this. But if you're wondering, why is government so evil? Why? Here's the answer that people just, they refuse to embrace the reality. It's because almost all big government is run by Democrats. 96% of it. And government is an extension of the philosophy and the values of the people that dominate it, obviously. And Democrats are intrinsically evil. They are evil, nefarious people. And they pretend to be helping. They pretend to want to help. They pretend to be good people in order to get your consent so that they can carry out evil. And what do I mean by evil? Well, you know, I'm talking about these psychological operations against the American people. I'm talking about promoting transgenderism and child mutilations. I'm talking about promoting abortions, child murder, lying constantly about everything, pushing deadly vaccines on people, and covering up the truth about ivermectin or zinc or vitamin C, things that could have actually helped people. The government is a weapon against humanity when run by Democrats, because Democrats despise humanity. It really is that simple. And sometimes I hear people making excuses. Oh, they didn't mean it. Yes, they did. They did mean it. They meant every bit of it. They censored the truth. They smeared and blacklisted truth tellers. They handed money to themselves and to each other. They maliciously hid the truth about the origins of COVID. They've always covered up the truth about vaccines and autism. And there are numerous other examples of this. Yes, they meant it all. They mean it. They try to destroy lives. They try to destroy America. That's why they pushed open borders for so many years. And you have to ask yourself, what is the root of the evil in these people? How is it that Democrats are so evil? And yet they can fake like they're the good people. Oh, we need to help everybody in the world. That's why we need USAID. But it's not about helping people. It's a CIA slush fund front. But how is it that they can be so convincing to some people? And there's something I've noticed over the years that is really interesting in all of this. It's that people who tend to be Democrats, they have no ability to hold other people accountable for their own behavior. People who tend to be Democrats, who support big government and slush funds and endless government waste and fraud, and open borders, all of that. These are people who will never, like if there's a, let's say a drug abuser in their own family, they will never sit that drug abuser down and say, you have to stop. You stop now. Instead, they will keep funding that drug user. They will keep giving them money so they can buy more drugs, and they will feel sorry for them, and they will claim to have a big heart. Oh, we have such a big heart. Oh, here, do you need grocery money? Oh, you look so thin. Couldn't possibly be the meth, could it? No. You must be hungry here. Have grocery money. This is the way Democrats think. I know this because I've got people like this in my own family. You probably do too. This is the way Democrats think. They never hold people accountable for their behavior. They never require others to act as adults or to act responsibly. Now, this also tends to be, not in every case, but this tends to be a female energy. Now, I don't want to offend the women listening to this because, you know, you're extraordinary and so are the men listening to this, but you know what I'm talking about. Across the board, sort of this nurturing female energy, which has its advantages in raising families, obviously, but when you put this nurturing female figure in charge of a nation, then you end up with open borders and endless money for migrants, but doing nothing to solve America's own problems. To do that, typically, you need a male energy. You know, the male energy in the household, you know, the mechanic, typically, right? I know these are stereotypes, and not everybody fits the the mold here, but generally speaking, the male is the one who's fixing the engine on the car, typically. You know, the male is the one who's mending the fence. The male is often the one in the family that has the Glock, that has the AR-15, that is willing to defend the family against home invaders. While a lot of women, especially European women leaders, you know, like von der Leyen and lunatics like that, they will say, oh, you have no right to self-defense because you can't shoot anybody. That's mean. You know, that's a female nurturing energy kind of response. And if you apply that to a nation, it's suicide. You lose your nation. But that's what Democrats believe. And, you know, it's really interesting. So if you were to put the gender archetypes on Democrats versus Republicans, Democrats would be female. And that's why they even promote men being gay and transgenderism and LGBT and lesbianism and so on. They're all about the female energy, which, again, has its uses in some context. And it is important that we have humanity, that we remember the humanity of all people. But the male energy, which is more tied to the Republican Party, is what you need to protect your borders and stop crime and have a strong police presence in a city to stop the drug traffickers and the carjackers. You have to have a male energy in society or you devolve into lawlessness and ultimately just evil. You see what I mean? So what has happened to the Western world over the last 25, 30 years is that the female energy has dominated everything at the expense of booting out any kind of male energy. In fact, males were just absurdly attacked in media, in all the movies, in all the sitcoms, all the TV shows. Males have been depicted as useless, bumbling idiots who know nothing. And in virtually every movie, who's in charge? It's a woman who's in charge. The police chief, right, is always a black woman now, isn't it? Always a black woman. Whereas in the 1990s or the 1980s, I'm thinking like, you know, Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon, etc., the police chief was very often a black man. You had the male energy, the black male police chief who would scream at you for doing the wrong thing. Well, today you get a black female police chief that's telling all the men that they're useless and stupid and don't know anything. And in every show, men are disparaged as useless. This is all, frankly, this is USAID cultural programming. This is Edward Bernays propaganda and psyops on steroids. That's exactly what this is. It was all designed to say that males are not necessary for society and to say that males are bad and that everything has to be female energy, which means no borders, that you embrace all illegals, no matter what, you give them all freebies, you give them all the money that they want, you give away your country because that's kind, that's nice, that's polite. And that is what the female energy of the Democrat Party has become. No borders, no boundaries, no rules, just love wins, including if they're just trafficking children, you know, a bunch of pedophiles, like love wins, we love these little boys and girls. No, you're raping them, you criminals. You know, that's not love. That's sexual assault. You should be arrested. But that's a classic thing that Democrats do. They conflate, you know, pedophilia with love. Classic thing. Or they conflate a border invasion with kindness. We have to be kind. And then they even try to appeal to Christians. Well, Christ would have been kind. Christ would have allowed an unlimited border invasion. No, he wouldn't. No. That's not kindness. To allow your country to be completely overrun by lawbreakers. But this is what Democrats do. So Democrats in pushing this philosophy and believing it, they become evil. They become agents of evil. They become agents of having your country overthrown and overrun, invaded. They become agents of child mutilations. They become agents of destroying the family. They become agents of despair, of destruction, of economic collapse, and ultimately mass human suffering and sadness. And they believe that big government can solve every problem. If there's any problem in the world, they think, well, the answer is to have another government agency control everybody. Like, that, surely that must be the answer, because we are kind and we want to help everybody, so we need another agency to help everybody. But it never works out like that, does it? Every agency becomes a weapon against the people. Even if it started with some positive intent, you know, like the FDA, well, let's make food safer. Now what is it? Like, take the death jabs, you know? It doesn't take long for it to morph into a weapon against humanity. But the Democrats never see that. They never see government when it goes bad. They never recognize it. They think all government is good, no matter what, no matter how big and bloated, no matter how much money it has to confiscate from people, no matter how much damage it does, no matter how corrupt, no matter how much fraud. Democrats believe in government as their God, because that's their replacement, since they don't believe in the God. They don't have faith in God. They have faith in government as God. And that's another facet of their intense evil. They think that government can replace God, and that government is the ultimate authority in all things, and that if you just bow down to government, that they would solve all the world's problems. But of course, it never works out that way. So people who believe in big government are themselves agents of evil. And that's virtually all Democrats. People who believe in the false authority, who believe that the FDA was being credible and scientific when they said, here, emergency use authorization, take all these 11 jabs or whatever the number was. People who believe that, well, first of all, many of them are dead. But the ones who aren't dead are gullible. And in their actions, they become agents of evil, because they support the mass vaccine depopulation of humanity. They support the bioweapons. They support it all through their actions. Even if cognitively, if they don't come out and say that they want people to die from vaccines, but through their actions, they become agents to support that. And they themselves get injected and turned into walking bioweapons, who are then shedding toxins onto other people. So a lot of these individuals who believe in big government and worship government, they gladly turn themselves into deadly bioweapons to harm the people around them. That's how evil they are. And even though they claim to recognize the humanity in other people, oh, we have to help this family with this young child crossing the border. We have to help them. We believe in children. Except if it's children that are about to be born in America, these same Democrats are like, murder them, kill them, yeah, destroy them. They're not children, they're not human, you know? So they have so many contradictions that their position, their philosophy is indefensible. It's irreconcilable with reality. They have no consistency in their positions. You know, like I just said, oh, we have to help the migrants, but we have to murder American babies. That's what they feel. Or they say, well, we have to help these migrants, but let's abandon American veterans. Yeah. We need to have free housing for the illegals. Well, they call them migrants. They're not really migrants. They're illegals. But no housing for the veterans. You see what I'm saying? So they become agents of evil by selectively denying the humanity of certain people that they don't want to exist. This is also how they justify their authoritarian censorship against conservatives. They say, well, we don't like what conservatives say, thus we are right to completely silence them. And that's how we'll win every debate, by not allowing any other side. Think about climate change. How has climate change dominated scientific discourse over the last 20 years? Because the other side of the debate is banned. It's censored. It's not allowed to be published in the science journals, and it doesn't receive any government funding. And so that's how you've had, you know, a generation of absolute quackery and nonsense from the climate scientists who ridiculously claim that carbon dioxide is bad for plants. I mean, they would fail high school biology class, you know, which, at least in my high school, we covered photosynthesis. We covered a little bit of botany. You know, it wasn't just human biology. It was like a life sciences type of class. And yeah, we learned photosynthesis. Well, today, there are tens of thousands of PhDs in America who have forgotten high school basic biology and science. Why? Because they are incentivized by government grants, and they have fallen for the climate lies, the climate propaganda. And almost all these people are Democrats. And so they claim to believe in the science, but they're not actually involved in the science. They're involved in delusional quackery. It's got nothing to do with science, what they're doing. It's not evidence-driven. It doesn't follow cause and effect. It doesn't recognize, you know, the role of chlorophyll in photosynthesis and the role of carbon dioxide and sunlight. You know, they reject reality in order to push their insanity. And what do we get? Evil. We get evil. We get the EPA that was in the process of shutting down literally all combustion engines in vehicles and trucks across America. That was set for 2035, folks. 10 years from now, our entire economy would have been shut down to nothing. And that's the track the EPA was on. And believe me, if Trump hadn't won the election, the EPA would have stayed on that track. They would have outlawed vehicles. They would have outlawed tractors. They would have outlawed farming and air conditioning. Everything that runs our society, they would have outlawed transportation. And they would have done it claiming to be good people. Oh, we have to save the planet. But they are agents of evil. In their ignorance, they are agents of evil. And if you have a debate with anybody about any of this, you got to point out, you know, you as an adult, I'm saying you're talking to the other person, you have a responsibility to be informed. You can't just say, well, I believed NPR, I believed New York Times, I believed. If you believed all that and you didn't do your own research, you're a moron and you're not an adult. You're not participating in society in a rational way. You have a responsibility to be informed. I mean, I've heard from people, for example, over the past few years, well, I didn't know about ivermectin. I didn't know it was so good. I didn't take it. And, you know, somebody in my family died. Like, well, you could have typed in naturalnews.com in any web browser. You had access to all the information, just like I did, just like anybody else did. You had access to it. You chose not to go there. You chose to believe the mainstream lies. You chose your information sources, you know, to be NPR or the Washington Post or New York Times. You chose to be lied to. And don't tell me that that's not your fault. You made a choice of which sources of information to believe. And you chose information sources that lied to you to get you killed on purpose. I mean, and again, this is a male energy kind of attitude. We hold people responsible for their actions and for their decisions. We've got no more room for people ending up in a situation, well, I didn't know. You should have known. You've got the world's information at your fingertips. All you got to do is sit down and type it in. Obviously, don't use Google, because they will, you know, isolate you from knowledge. You have to go to independent media websites, or go to censored.news, or go to naturalnews.com, or go to brighttown.com, watch videos. You have access to all the same information that I have access to. No excuses. Get informed. Defend your borders. Defend your country. Learn the truth. Understand every government agency is weaponized against you. And if you don't understand that, you're probably not going to survive much longer. So get informed. And of course, you can watch my videos and interviews and so much more at brighteon.com. And check out something new we have called brightlearn.ai. Go to brightlearn.ai and you'll see we have all these amazing AI-generated videos, book reports, and interview reports that are short but really interesting format. That's at brightlearn.ai. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
All right, really great news. We've got new products and back in stock at the Health Ranger store. Let me show you right now on my screen here, the matcha superfood latte that we have. It's right here. This is amazing. It's laboratory tested. It's tested for aflatoxins. It's tested for pesticides, heavy metals, microbiology, you name it. This is super delicious and super healthy. And then if you scroll down, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we have cacao nibs back in stock right here. Yay. Those have been out of stock for 6 months. You know why? Because we kept finding high cadmium levels in the cacao nibs. That's why cadmium, a toxic heavy metal. It's really common in cadmium. Sometimes it's found in coffee. You can find heavy metals in all kinds, like lead and turmeric and lead and moringa herb and things like that. Well, we do extensive testing. So sometimes we're out of stock because it's not clean. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But now we've got clean, laboratory-tested cacao nibs back in stock. And we've got a lot of other items at the Health Ranger store. I've got a few on my desk now. back in stock are laundry detergent. Yes, get rid of the toxic fragrance chemicals in your laundry detergent. You want to have a clean body, clean blood, a clean life, you know? You want to get rid of the toxins that can cause cancer? You need clean laundry detergent. Now get rid of that store-bought crap that's filled with fragrance chemicals and all kinds of synthetics that harm the environment as well as your own health, by the way. Our laundry detergent is ultra clean. Check out the ingredients. Scrutinize them one by one. You'll see that every single ingredient is friendly for the environment and it's friendly for your health, and it gets your clothes clean. We've also got the detox foot pads back in stock there. As you can see, that's been out of stock for a long time. And then we've also got freeze-dried banana pieces now available for the first time in the number 10 cans there for long-term storage, certified organic, laboratory tested, like almost everything that we do. Back to our website, healthrangerstore.com. Also back in stock, we have spirulina and chlorella, and also our chlorella tablets here in various formats. And go also check out our new products. Here's our creamy, buttery, and cheesy mashed potatoes. Certified organic, lab tested. Everybody is loving this. I know it sounds simple. It's like mashed potatoes. Yeah, but it's like it's the most delicious mashed potato formula you've ever had. And the ingredients are all real. 100% authentic. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no substitute garbage. It's like real cheese, real butter, real cream, real mashed potatoes all together. Ultra delicious. And you know, you can add other things to it if you wish, but man, this is a great meal, long-term storage format there for you as well. So check us out. Thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We really appreciate your support. We couldn't do this without you.